Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Based on some of the media headlines, you would think that the Jack Phillips case was no big deal, that it only applied to him and to no one else. Well, you know, the reason why I think some of the media says that is because they don't like the result. We're going to be talking about the importance of this case involving Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, we created on our Liberty Counsel website the page lc.org/Baker, lc.org/Baker. And on that website, we have our press release that we issued on the day. We have two of them there, and also a video that I did that explains the importance and the impact of this case. If you read some of the media, some of the news sources, if you will, that don't like the result of this case, that were hoping that it would be completely opposite, they try to downplay it. But this is a huge victory. Oftentimes, you don't get seven justices to agree on such a controversial issue.
That was a miracle, I believe.
And you got seven justices. And
it's absolutely amazing. And the left is livid. Of course, they're going to try to keep up morale and look for that kind of non-existent silver lining. But the reality is here, the Supreme Court and those seven justices pointed out that you cannot have this kind of overt hostility toward the free exercise of religion and toward people based and discriminate against people based on their Christian faith. And these laws, for instance, in question here in the state of Colorado that says, Baker, you have to speak a message that you disagree with. You have to make a cake and use your artistic ability to celebrate something that is contrary to the Bible and is called sin in Scripture. That is inherently hostile to try to force someone to do that. So this is much broader than the left would have you believe.
You know, I'm all about education, as you know. And so I think it's so important that we understand, not only for other business owners, but for all of us individually. So that was the reason we created that webpage that you referred to earlier, Matt, so that people could understand what this impact has on them personally.
Yeah, that's why we have it, lc.org/Baker. I encourage you to take a look at it and notify your social media friends and others. Because if you look at some of the liberal media out there, the left media that do not like the decision, they try to downplay it.
Fake news.
If it were the other way, if Jack Phillips had lost this case for whatever reason, boy, it would be everywhere and they would be touting this. Frankly, that would be a catastrophe. And this was a 7-2 decision, not just 5-4. I was predicting it would be 5-4, but didn't know which way it was going. 7-2 is amazing.
Yes.
Anita and I were in the courtroom at the moment that Justice Kennedy handed down this decision.
That had to be exciting.
What was the climate in the courtroom when the decision came down?
It became known that that's what he was doing. The person next to me, and I could hear others do this as well, gasp, because they weren't prepared for it. Nobody really was. The media didn't anticipate it coming down on the very first Monday of June. They thought it would come down the last week or so of June.
So did we, yeah.
A lot of people did. So the media wasn't prepared for it. Lots of media that are usually there were not there that day. And in fact, the courtroom was filled, the section of the bar where the attorneys admitted to the Supreme Court bar sit, was completely full except for Anita, my wife. She's the only one that was admitted to the bar that was in that special seating. The others were people who were getting admitted to the bar by motion, including the reason why I was there, to move the motion of Mandy and move her admission to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. So it was a day of giving some decisions. One was on bankruptcy. Two of them were on some minor aspect of criminal law, although very important to the people, of course. And then the blockbuster came, and that's Masterpiece Cake Shop.
When you were there, you didn't even know it was going to come down.
Nobody knows. And so when Kennedy is the one who reads the decision, I'm thinking, oh, no.
Oh, boy.
You know, because he's the one who wrote the 2015 same-sex marriage opinion and the other LGBT opinions. And yet he came down and delivered the 7-2 decision in favor of Jack Phillips, and it was like, oh,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank God.
You always hear the politicians say, you know, well, this is a good step in the right direction. But to borrow from Neil Armstrong, this is one step for Jack Phillips and one giant leap for religious liberty. I mean, it is a huge step in the right direction.
You know, and it really doesn't apply just to Jack Phillips. It basically says for everyone that when you have a free exercise claim, it doesn't matter the context, that the decision maker, whether it's a judge, whether it's an agency, whether it's a commission, no matter what it is, they must give real serious consideration to the free exercise right. It's a serious right. It's a significant right. They can't downplay it. They can't criticize your faith. And that's what happened in Jack Phillips' case. This case is over. It doesn't go back and Colorado Civil Rights Commission gets another bite at the apple. No, it's over. He won. He can go back to his business of artistic bakery. The case coming down the pipe is a different one, and it could be one of several. And the Supreme Court will likely take one or more in the next year or two. And those cases will address the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And the free speech right is broader because you have the right to speak, but you have the right to not speak. And so the issue in these kinds of cases is you don't want to speak a message that promotes same-sex ceremonies or the LGBT agenda, and you have a right not to be compelled to do so. The government cannot compel you to speak a message.
Yeah.
Now, that's different than you have a restaurant and you want to stop somebody coming in the door. That's not expressive, and that's in a different category. But here, where you're speaking, whether it's in painting, writing, speaking, posting a sign, baking a cake,
making a bouquet of flowers.
Something that has some expression to it.
Videography.
Yeah.
Right.
That's different. That's expression. The government can't force you to engage in expression. And just as any person or business would have the right to refuse to promote a KKK event, in the same way someone should not be forced to promote a same-sex ceremony. A painter can refuse to paint hate, nudity, or a Nazi symbol as an example. A photographer or movie maker can refuse to film offensive content. And a person in this case should be free to refuse to be used as a mouthpiece for an objectionable message, in this case, the same-sex ceremony.
And let's take, for example, Baronelle Stutzman and Jack Phillips. They served self-identified gay people all the time. Baronelle Stutzman said one of her favorite customers was this gentleman that came
in
and wanted her to create the art for the bouquets for the flowers for his so-called same-sex wedding. She very lovingly told him, I just can't do that. I can do anything else for you, as I've always done, but I can't endorse with that message.
Yeah, and she served him. For 9 years, I believe it was,
was
a friend, baked him even cupcakes, I believe, to give to him, just to bring in to give to her customers. And he was certainly one of those customers that she knew for 9 years. And so she would make flower arrangements for all kinds of things. But when it came to a flower arrangement that had an expressive message that conflicted with her beliefs, she said no.
It would be un-American. It would be tyrannical.
Now, the Supreme Court has not decided to take her case yet, right?
The Supreme Court will take a case because of the fact that whether it's this or other issues, they will ultimately revisit these kinds of issues because they're going to come up again. And whether it's in the next term or the following term where a final decision is made, it's going to ultimately come down on the free speech side.
Okay.
They all have a free exercise of religion component, but that's a narrower situation because not everyone has a religious view.
Right.
Or the situation doesn't comport itself to free exercise of religion. Mm-hmm. But every one of these cases would have a free speech component. So consequently, that's going to be the broader issue. And within the next year, certainly within the next two, we'll have a decision that addresses that issue. And we'll be right in the middle of it. Without your prayers and your support, we wouldn't be able to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of life, and marriage and the family through litigation, education, and policy. I encourage you to go to lc.org, and you can go to our special page, lc.org/Baker. That's just /Baker at the end of lc.org. And there we have information on this case that you can give out to your friends and your social media contacts. And there at the lc.org, we also encourage you to visit our online store for educational information, and you can visit our webpage for support. We encourage you to make regular pledges of support to Liberty Counsel. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do the mission that we are called to do.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.